good morning or good afternoon to you. I'm Carol Connor, and this is the Welcome to the Carol Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to call me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to ask one question, the biggest thing that's on your mind. And we open up those phone lines after the first break. I do want to let you know about some CDs that are available for you. The first one is this class that we did, and it was How to Become More Intuitive. And this is where it took the class, the intuitive place, a little bit different. It's only $7, and you get the CD with it. This is where we cover the five clairs. We talk about going within. All the answers are within. We talk about that everything is energy and that there's an energy solution to everything. And your heart signature, you have a unique pattern that unlocks your codes or your intuitive abilities. And in that is your passport or your fingerprint to get to your own divine history and also your potential. So that is Becoming More Intuitive, and that's a CD that you can purchase for only $7. We also have the Survival Guide Series 2. We did this last month, but this was where we had three different classes, and we took on it a foundation. We built a foundation, and this is where I really got into a deeper level of building up your foundation. The first class, we talked about opening and activating the intuitive portals, and there's different parts that the ancients have known for thousands of years, different parts of our physical body, different parts of our endocrine system that contain our glands that really help us with our intuition. So we activate those different parts of our body, and then we go into challenging the information and how to challenge and protect yourself. And then I was talking about this grounding and activating the centers, because it's really important to ground. And as I talk about all the time about the energy exercises, then we did entombments and to activate and ground your energy field. So that was the first class. And then the second class, we got into how to navigate around, that there's literally different locations, trajectories where you could get different information. It's different levels, they're called, or dimensions or frequencies, and how, again, your passport, your energy field is your passport, your pathway into those different dimensions that are around. If we are understanding ourselves as multidimensional beings, to be multidimensional, you want to understand that you're connected to all different frequencies, and we want to tap into the high frequency energies and pull our energy bodies out of those lower frequency energies. And so we talked about going into warm areas, higher frequency areas, and staying out of cold areas, which would be lower frequency areas. And so then we did an attunement that helped open to the celestial dimensions. And then in class three, we went right into recovering your divine nature. And this is where you receive the roadmap for the last four classes. And so we really discussed what it means to live as a multidimensional being, living in a multidimensional place. And so we got into how to straddle the world, be able to be in this world and not of the chaos, the separation of duality, and being able to tap in, again, existing in this multidimensional and integrating all the techniques that you learned in the activations. And then we talked about this, the sacred animal dimensions and light being dimensions and sacred geometry dimensions, and also, again, getting the whole picture, as above, so below. When we tap into the other worlds, the shamans call it the lunar world, and so it's in that, which means the mirror world. And so we discussed that, and again, an attunement to rotate into those dimensions. So you could purchase all of those on CD, and the class is only $33 for all of that information. And the first class, again, was $7. So those are valuable tools for you to, you could use them over and over again. And the feedback that we get is remarkable. And I thank those people that take the time to email and say that the activations work and attunements work profoundly on them. And they start seeing stuff and feeling stuff, and they start really sensing their energy body. So I thank the feedback, people that bother to email, and those that don't, I know that they work because I can see it in people's energy fields. We have on the website the up-and-coming events for the Mini Light Stream Lives, all the dates all the way to December 28th, and that is usually every Friday. From the first of the month, from 6 to 9, it's closed off to 8 people only, and so everyone gets a reading. And you could do this by phone or in person. And, again, everyone's guaranteed a reading. You could tape it if you want. You could bring your own. that you, again, get your, some people hang around and listen to other people's readings because they learned from them. And other people, if you're on the phone, we will arrange it so you could be comfortable if you don't want to hang around. So we'll do it. We'll go in your time length, your time period. So the next one is on April 27th. And again, that's 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Then we have the gatherings. Again, they are on the schedule through December. And that's the next one is on June 1st. And that's from 7 to 9. This is where we gather, again, in person or on telephone. This is for 2 hours. We'll really get into what's going on, how is the energy shifting, how is it affecting you personally, how is it affecting your life, your job, your career, your money. And then we go into the how is it affecting the world and how is it affecting the universal energy. So everyone gets to get a mini reading during that talk, and then people share, they talk about their experience, and so that's why it's called the gathering. And so the next one, again, is on June 1st. That's a Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everyone does receive a MP3 of those classes. And we have those free teleclasses that are still available, and it's the 11-11-11, and that was last year on November 11th, but I've saw some profound changes since then in the energy shifts that have been happening that are affecting each and every single one of us. And so if you're just becoming new to realizing that there's a lot of stuff going around there and seeing yourself as an energy being, there's a free teleclass that describes what was going on, and to remember, you tap into that energy. And so when we step out of this physical 3D world, we understand that we go beyond the time. So we bring ourselves right back to that powerful, powerful day where there was a lot of downloads, and they had ability, just think of it as a computer analogy, to defrag your energy field and upgrade your energy to hold a higher frequency. And think of the faster the frequency, the more flow you have in your life. And we still, the Gold Coin readings are very popular. Those you don't have to make an appointment for. They're only $40 plus shipping and handling. And this is where I did an experiment. I was doing a meditation, and I was guided to throw a symbolic gold coin into somebody's energy field and watch how they react. And what amazes me is how we can do so much work on law of attraction and really feel or think that we've done a lot of clearing with patterns and blocks that have been in our energy field. But what amazed me is those old patterns that could be ancient patterns. And they also, we could have thoughts that are collected to the unconscious, subconscious patterns that are literally blocking money. So what the Gold Coin reading does is I read your energy field, tell you about the blocks that you have, but it doesn't stop there. Then we go into releasing those blocks, and then I give you attunements that I give a lot of free energy exercises out, but this is not, these are exercises that have attunements that I continue to offer, encourage you to do up to 30, sometimes 40, 50 days, depending on the reading, and that then the ball is in your court to allow the energy and clearing and block releases that we did to continue. And so the more the people work with the tools, the better that they have the results. And I've had some amazing results with that from people that were unemployed from getting jobs, from people that had early inheritances. And I just got another email of somebody that their father was a multi-millionaire, and he all of a sudden decided that he wanted to give his children the money so that he could see them spending it and enjoying it instead of holding off until he died. And so that was really a perfect example of releasing an energetic block that had a lot to do with holding back, and people have to be worthy of money and just old patterns. And soon it was a husband and wife that both got brother and sister that got the gold coin readings, and they called me back and they didn't even think about it. The father would tease them like every year, like, I should give you the inheritance early, or what do you think you're going to do to it? And then all of a sudden he woke up one day and he said, you know what, I don't know why I'm holding on to this. He apologized for what he realized he was dangling the money in front of their face. And so they totally equated it to the gold coin reading. And they, and I'm not patting myself on the back. What I'm saying is that I just am the roadmap reader to energy patterns. And I see where and how we could clear them. And then when you take the tools and work with it, you could have amazing results. And so that was the email we received last week that was really cool to hear about. So those are the gold coin readings, and again, you don't have to make an appointment for them. All you have to do is sign up for one, and then when it's done, it's shipped to you, and then you get the information. We also make your own Bach flower remedies or Australian bush flower remedies, and these are really profound. These affect your energy field, and what I do is I tap into your energy field, see what remedy would be the best for you, and then we would make your own formula. And if you, sometimes they use anywhere from 5 to 7 formulas, and if you were to buy and purchase these on your own, it'd be up to anywhere from $50 to $7,500. But this is only $22 plus shipping and handling. But for this month, we're having it $15. So if you want your own remedy of box flower or bush flower essences, just ask for the April special, and so you save some money there. It's $15 plus shipping and handling, so you save a lot of money there if you want to purchase them your own. And that's those box flower remedies if you're not used to it. A lot of people know what rescue remedy is. All you have to do is either put it under your tongue, excuse me, or in your water or coffee throughout the day, and it really works profoundly with clearing your energy field. So we're going to open phone lines right after this break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we're taking your phone calls now. And Benny, speaking of phone calls, why don't we go to those?
Sure, we'll start things off with Kathy. She's calling in from Mukilteo, Washington, and she is wondering where her money is being blocked. We'd like to unblock it and help her. So, Kathy, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome. So, Kathy, what's going on?
Oh, just some big blockages, not working at the moment, and just can't figure out what the, well, part of it I know, but trying to get out of my way, my own way.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kathy, the first thing I see when I tap into your energy field, I go right to your third chakra. Are you familiar with the energy centers?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I turn you sideways, the third chakra looks like it's 6 to 9 months pregnant. And when I see that, it's a timeline of right now and over the next 3 months. And especially that pregnancy has this theme of rebirthing. And third chakra really gets into, for people that don't know it, is about self-worth, self-esteem, seat of the subconscious. And when somebody's energy is bulging out like that, I know that on an energetic level, you're really working on clearing those old patterns, especially those that go way back down to the seat of the subconscious. And really balance, because when I look at the side of your chakras, which is the balancing, giving and taking, that your arms look like, especially by the time you were 7 to 10 years old, it was it looked very, very thin. And so there was a real message on, especially the father side of the family or the male side, to give more of your energy out than take in. And so you really got that strong. And I'm seeing a grandmother coming in putting this hat on you. So you have had many lifetimes of service, to be honest. And so you come in here with the service kind of energy, so you put the energy out. But sometimes it doesn't even only have to be service energy. We could even, I did a gold coin reading the other day, and I saw this woman who just, she makes things happen, and she pushes and pushes. And when we manifest, it's not supposed to be that hard. And sometimes that germination period is really important when we're weeding our energetic gardens, and that we're bringing in a more fertile energetic ground for us. That period is really important. But sometimes it's really hard for us to wait, or it seems like we've been waiting for a long time. But I'm really seeing that you're going back in what they'd say in shamanism, doing soul retrieval time, especially since you were this period that started when you were 7 to 10 years old. Because I look at the third chakra, and it looks like there's a almost like a shade coming down on it on the right side again. And so that to me means under construction. And again, I would encourage you to not overthink about it, but just look back and say, what was going on in my foundational energy from 7 to 10 years old? Because when I look at your foundation, that's how we bring stuff down. We'd be able to manifest it in the physical 3D world. It looks like your foundation is cracked. And I'm also seeing that you put your hands over your right side, I mean the right side of your ears. So there's like wanting to block out a lot of stuff that you were hearing, and it has to do with more when you go out into the world and out into school and neighbors and into society. There's, you're showing me like a, it sounds like nails on a chalkboard kind of energy. So you didn't really like what people were saying, hearing, or even their energy. You're very empathic, and so people that are very empathic, especially when they're little, you could be noticing when there's conflict around and everyone's acting like everything's normal, but you're feeling that it's something's going on, and so you start not trusting yourself, and so your foundation starts splitting. So think of this as a great time to work with the energies of rebirth, and just think Easter was yesterday, and it's all like an energetic pattern, and you don't have to be Christian or believe in the Christ energy to work with that rebirthing energy, that we're all invited to energetically get off the cross, meaning in any place in space and time and outside of time where we feel like life has to be a struggle, that we have to sacrifice things to be able to manifest in our life, that you're really opening up your, literally, your side energy grids. You're opening, you're giving and receiving patterns. And I'd literally encourage you to do what I call the posture of master, where you feel yourself having your legs 2 feet apart, your arms open up at a 45-degree angle. It looks like you're making a V with your arms and your legs. And then feel the energy coming up from the earth and coming out of your head and coming down from the crown chakra, going down into your the root chakra, and to really feel yourself making new roots daily, new grounding cords, because that really helps us. And I'm also encouraging you to amp up any kind of energy exercises. Do you do something daily?
I'm starting one today.
Okay. All right. Because I was going to say, because when I keep on seeing people, as they said, I don't understand why I'm not getting a job, this, that, when it goes back to it, we are energy. And when our energy is cloudy, it gives a staticky symbol to the universal energy. And so we literally create our energy with every thought, word, and deed. We are creating our futures, right? And so into our realities, and not only our futures, our whole realities, how we see the world, how we relate to the world. So when you realize that by not doing something, and I say this a lot, it's like not brushing your teeth, not taking a shower, and most people haven't done this for years. It's 4 years, and so it does take a discipline. That's where I encourage people to literally put post-its where you have your alarm clock, where you brush your teeth, where you get food, those places that you see a lot throughout the day, and just pause and just really learn to be present tension at first, and then feel again the energy coming, running up and down, especially feel that your energy roots going down to the earth, and then feel that earth's energy coming up and bring it through your body and coming out of your head. I also give 5 free energy exercises, so you could email union1111@yahoo.com, and that's for anybody. And there's all different techniques there that you could work with. But the biggest thing for people is that discipline of getting into the habit, because, again, if we realize that everything is energy, and we learn this when we're 4th and 5th grade, that our teachers say that everything's energy, from the trees to the rocks to ourselves, and it's just all different kind of dense. Then we're really being encouraged to say, okay, do I bathe my energy daily? And especially when there's a lot of staticky energy out and you're empathic, you tend to pull on other stuff that's not even your own stuff. So it's great that you're starting it today, because you're really going on with the theme of this month, where there's a lot of energy out there that can be really have people break through very, very, very quickly. And that goes back to the 9 months to 6 months pregnancy thing that I was saying. So think of over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, the more you continue to clear yourself, you're rebirthing yourself, you're releasing old patterns, and you're giving yourself a new foundation where you feel energetically supported, where your arms are wide open symbolically, and that is meaning in balance of giving and receiving energy. Where I look so many times, I'd have to say 98% of the world's energy, the right side in particular, bulges out. And that that bulge out is a pushing and making things. And we get into what I call the human doing process. And so the first step is to take a breath and to really remember what it means to be a human being, but we really have this human doing. We got the 5-hour energy drinks, and we got this real pressure to and the early bird gets the worm, and all that. All that is programming that makes us get all off balance. So connecting with nature is really important for you. Again, especially when you're empathic, fire, sitting in front of a candle or a fireplace, in particular if you have a chimera, being able to connect with the fire element. Fire helps transmute and clear us stuff out that we can pick up with. And again, if you don't have any other things, being able to work with a candle, welcome in the fire element and visualize and see or feel that fire going into all the chakras and burning and transmuting all the blocks in the emotional and mental body. That would help you tremendously. So it's great that you're starting again today. Work with the post-its and really realize that it's never too late. It's because we are divine, miraculous beings, and the more we stop looking on the outside to define ourselves and our current circumstances and really go inside of ourselves and start doing what I call a rotor clearing, really clear out the blocks and the emotional pain and pain body, what you're literally doing is unzipping your body, and it looks like you're rotating or turning yourself inside out, and that's what the energy body does, because we've heard through masters, from Jesus to Buddha to Krishna to all the masters that have come in before, and those teachers that have no names, that have absolutely made profound shifts on the earth, that all the answers are within, that you could do this too and more with the faith of mustard seed. And so all of that, those masters were encouraging us to look in, to look deep within, to go within. And so when we start doing it energetically, to me, the first symbol I see is the person looks like they're unzipping themselves from it's like a body bag that we have ourselves zipped up in. And so when we start doing it, our body starts literally rotating out of those blocked energies, those lower vibrations. We start pulling away from those vibrations, and then we start connecting to those higher vibrations. And so you'll notice a difference, and especially because you're very empathic. Do you realize how empathic you are, Kathy?
Yes, somewhat. Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. And so an empathic is even stronger than a clairsentient, which is clear feeling. Empathic, when I look in the energy field, it's like a psychic sponge. So you take in all the energy that's around you, and so that means you could pick up on other people's emotions and their pain and just their energy field. So that's why it's really important to clear it out, because a lot of times it's not even only you have to deal with your own stuff, but then picking up other people's stuff really can wear us down. So think of this as you're doing your own rebirthing period. And again, the spring's a great time. The energy of this past weekend is a wonderful time. And it's never too late to really start clearing yourself out. And you'll notice it the first step. And then it reminds us to continue it. And so that's why I talk about the discipline, the practice. And even if it starts with post-its, remember it takes about a month to create a new habit. And so you're literally creating a new and narrow pathway in your brain to remind yourself to cleanse and clear yourself. Then you'll start working with your energy fields, and then you start feeling stuff. And just think about it. It's like a radio station. You're getting yourself out of that staticky realm, which, again, that human doing process has us in. And you're starting to get clearer, concise, vibration going out, and you'll absolutely instantly see the universe, the energies around you reacting immediately. And so, because it's nothing it's always been there. You're just getting on the right vibration. So work with the techniques that resonate with you, because there's tons of them out there. And so bring something into your life that you're going to end up doing, because that's the biggest thing. People, they get all charged up and then they get off practice, okay?
Okay. All right. You too. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kathy. It leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Carrie is live today, and of course, it's after the holidays of Easter, the Easter weekend. So, Carrie, some information right before we go, maybe about you?
Absolutely. We have, for April, speaking about April, cleansings and clearance, we are having $25 off of readings for the 30 minutes and $50 off of our reading. In 45 minutes is $25 off. So we have those. These are live readings. So you got $50 off the hour readings and $25 off the 30 and 45 minutes. So you could get that cleansed and clear and take advantage of the energies that are throughout April.
Perfect job. And the phone lines are lighting up. So we will hit those right after the break. And you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
She's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and we have opened those phone lines, and we're taking your calls. So you could try to get in at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, let's do that. Let's take Cora. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington, and she has to leave her place apparently by this weekend, but she doesn't know where to go after that. It's kind of open, so let's see if we can help her out. Cora, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The landlord has asked me to give back the condo by this weekend, and I have no clue as where I'm going. I was looking into house shares, but I don't seem to have much luck.
And so you could go anywhere, and it doesn't, you have no, like, I'm seeing a quarter going in your energy, which means giving you a heads up. So you're looking for house shares?
Yeah, probably to save some money.
Yeah. At first, did the landlord give you enough notice?
A month.
Okay.
I believe that's legally bound, I believe.
Okay. All right. I know in different states it's different, and I know in Connecticut that I believe it's longer than a month. So, because why I asked, Cora, because I just saw you doing like this stop sign to like the landlord, meaning like kind of slow down, or that also could mean that the landlord could, you could all of a sudden find out that they're giving you a little bit of break, but I'm not seeing like 2 weeks or a week, but just something seems to slow down. And I also see when it comes into, I'd encourage you to look in all the different lists, because over the next couple of days you could hear of a house share that is right up your alley, especially Wednesday and Thursday. So it seems like right when you're at your wit's end, you find a house share that looks like a, whenever I see the symbol of a foot going into a slipper like Cinderella, it's my message of something that's the right fit, that someday somebody decides to move out and then all of a sudden something opens up, and you never know when something opens up daily. So I'd be definitely checking out those places daily. But I'd also encourage you to have a backup plan, because it's as soon as you, when we start worrying about something, we start bending forward energetically. When we start bending forward, we start blocking. When we start blocking, then we create that static that I was talking about. So have a backup plan of what you're going to do, even if it's going to a hotel or some sort of, I know a lot of the hotels on the East Coast are having monthly rentals for less half off because of the economy or something like that. So look to see what's around that's very, very temporary. And again, I don't see that you're necessarily going to have to go there, but what it does, it feeds the unconscious subconscious, because most of us, when we don't have a home, it makes our whole lower chakras contract. And so, or even if that's a plan where you talk to friends and they say, can I borrow a room or whatever, like you never know what's up, or it looks like something like attached to a garage or a mother-in-law's room. And so look out to see what's there, and also call different housing community things that could help you, because I'm seeing all these places, listings that are around you that seems to be able to help people that are in your situation. And so let your fingers do the walking. See what's out there. Keep on looking at the paper, because I do see something open up. But do you have a backup plan for yourself, because that's going to make stuff open up very fast, because, again, our lower chakras get very the child in us, let's just say, gets very shaky when we don't know where we're going, where things are up in the air, okay?
Okay. And do you see if I'm going to have female or male roommates?
I see female roommates, but it does feel like there's a male that could come and go, or that they could be working where they come in. They could be off on a ship or a merchant marine, something like that. And so there is a male that comes and goes, and it looks like two other females. Okay?
Okay.
Very good.
Cool. Thanks, Cora, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. She is taking your calls. And we'll now head off to Seattle. We have Rocio calling in. I hope I rolled my R's perfectly, because I do tend to practice from time to time. Okay, she wants to know about her vibration. Rocio, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Rocio, so what's your question?
I was wondering, how can I invite a different, I don't know if it has to be higher or lower, vibrational energy, where you attract more positive in your life?
All right. Their vestibule, the first place they go is right into your throat chakra. And whenever a lot of people have they get energy stuck there. And think of there's this saying that the biggest journey for us in this world or this earth plane is the 13 inches between our head and our heart. And when I look around the throat chakra, it looks like it's bulging. It almost looks like a bullfrog. And when I see that, and it's definitely connected to your emotional pain body. So when you're clearing out the energy centers, literally put your hand on your throat and see yourself shrinking, going in there as a tiny, tiny little you, but with angel wings, and then see, feel, sense yourself with gold energy and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Even just when I just did that, my throat just did, I felt your blocks releasing. So you, again, are very sensitive. You're taking, you're working with the energies that are around us for all of us to work with right now and clear out all the chakras. But the throat chakra, you'll notice a big difference because a lot of times, again, people store old energy in there and it blocks the energy that's going down to the lower centers and the heart. And when I look at the heart, it looks like there's a protective shield over there. So you really, again, want to see yourself going right into your heart center. And I love, my guides showed me this image of seeing us with angel wings, which is we're recognizing and connecting to our divine self, which is in ourself. So our physical body is just as divine as our higher self or our angel self. And so we want to be able to see that and feel that energy deep within inside of us. And so when we start doing that, we start really blowing open our intuition and bringing it higher. And I'm also seeing, pay attention to where there's low EMFs, and this is for everybody. A lot of times we sleep next to electrical clocks. Some people sleep next to the computers. All of that is low energy, and that really can affect our vibrational rate, especially when we want to raise it up. In Chinese medicine, when they have your sleep time, they want nothing around you electrical. And so you could get battery-operated alarm clocks, and that they have been saying that for thousands and thousands of years, because I really saw that in your room, your bedroom in particular. The right side of it seemed very, very foggy, and there's a lot of place that you do a lot of processing there, and it feels like a lot of grief and all that. And so I definitely feng shui, smudge that area, smudge your whole house, or use lavender. Lavender or sage is an excellent smudger. And again, it's springtime. All of us should be doing this. We should clear our houses out with each season. And in particular, pay attention with you, Rocio, as far as where you sleep. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. You'll start noticing a difference. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rocio, for calling in. Another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, you think we've got time for one more before we go to a break?
I think we do.
Okay, let's do it. Let's take Tina now. She's calling in from Seattle. She has lots of things changing on her plate, and she wants to know if she's headed in the right direction. So, Tina, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi.
How are you, Tina?
I'm doing well, thank you. A lot of shifts going on in my life and an old relationship that I feel really still attached to that I'm trying to let go of in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if you can help me with that at all.
Okay. All right. Yes, I see that old relationship, and it looks like it's coming right off the top of your second chakra, top of your third chakra, at bottom of your third chakra, and it goes a good 2.5 to 4 feet through your emotional pain body. So, and it's going off to the left side, but I also see at times it's like a spring that kind of pulls itself over to the right side. When I see something switch to the left side, the way I read energy, that means you're putting it in the past. I see the spring that could put it over to the right side. That means when all of a sudden the old relationship could start popping in your head. And so I would literally do a ceremony to it where you take that relationship and even write it down or even write the name in and take it and burn it within a fire. And what you're doing is cutting any cords in any direction, space of time and outside of time, because what we forget is that sometimes people, this is what I call with this relationship that you have, when I see a lot of cords, I mean hundreds and thousands of cords, and whenever we're connecting with somebody, it's like a tube that goes out of us. And so we're that's part of our multidimensional self. And the deeper the relationship or the more karmic it was or even the more severe where it brought us ups and downs and all that, the more cords we have. So you're consciously cutting those cords that are toxic, and we don't have to worry about those ones that are connected to us because we're all connected in a way, and that in the sense that we're all part of God's source creator energy, because those cords are, like, just think of, they can't be cut. Because I know when I say that to some people, they say, how about our God self? And then we don't have to worry about that. So what you're doing is clearing out those old cords that are no longer serve you, and really feel yourself condensing your energy and consolidating it, and really thinking, putting yourself in a bubble 3 feet around you, and see that 3 feet around you, that it's glowing from the inside out, radiating and radiating that, again, heart energy. Bring a lot of gold energy, and gold is very balancing. Gold is literally the color of pure love, unconditional love. And so you want to feel the energy going from deep within inside yourself and going right down to your heart chakra. And again, see yourself as an angel self with angel wings, and feel connected to that. See yourself filling up your whole physical body, and then go 1 foot out, 2 foot, 3 feet in that circle. And again, clear out those tubes, and keep on doing that whenever he pops in your head. But also, again, if it resonates with you, just write down their name and just say, like, your, like a little prayer or ceremony when you're burning this piece of paper, that you're burning any of those tubes that no longer serve either of you, and then go back into seeing yourself in that gold ball. It'll really help you. Okay, and now is a perfect time to do it, Tina, because it's going to really, because I can see the ball of it. It's the relationship as big as a beach ball, so you're going to notice it big time. And I just heard my cue, so thank you for calling, Tina, and we're back to those phone lines right after this short break. You listen to The Carol Conn Show.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now, in this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. And we are here to the top of the hour with open phone lines. And Benny, speaking of open phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Let's do it. And we now have Sean calling in, and he's calling in from Tacoma, Washington. He had a career question. Let's see if we can help him out. Sean, welcome to the Carol O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just curious if you've seen anything moving forward with my career.
Okay. I see it moving forward, but I'm also noticing that through March, the energy of just this past March through May, it looks like there's a cement block that your foot keeps on banging against. And so we want to get rid of that cement block because part of that's connected to old patterns, even going back to the last 7 years. And so you're going through this like similar pattern that has a seven-year theme to it. And part of it actually goes down to when you were a seven-year-old little boy. And so we're taking that energy, especially when it feels like you can't move ahead and your energy is being restricted a bit. So I would definitely encourage you to pay attention to when you feel that restrictive energy, just feel yourself literally rotating out of it. Just feel yourself really expanding your energetic wings like a bird or a butterfly getting out of a cocoon. And then as soon as I do that, I notice my throat do the thing. Whenever I do that, when I'm reading somebody's energy, there's a lot of connection between our second chakra, which is all our career chakra, and also the throat chakra. And the more we could clear that throat chakra out, the more we feed those lower chakras. And when I'm looking in your throat, second chakra, it's actually interesting. It looks like a pinwheel with a lot of rainbow energy, which is actually, Sean, a really good sign. And so think of that rainbow energy means a higher frequency going into the career and money department and how you see yourself, personal relationships. And it's making its way down to the root chakra. And then I'm seeing you standing on this, like it looks like a gold manhole that starts expanding. So all those are really good signs. And as I said earlier to the first caller, sometimes we're in this germination process where we're expanding and really feeling ourselves. You could feel it energetically expanding and your outside world is not matching it. It's like, what's going on here? In our physical world, is it matching all the energy that we could be feeling in our potential and our pure potentials or infinite potentials? And then we start can get frustrated. So that goes back to that cemented energy. And when we feel that could really get us frustrated. So think of this period, especially if you already did March, and so April is you're working with the energies that are here right now for us to transmute those old patterns and really feel like this expansion period coming up for yourself. And I would definitely, Sean, encourage you to get into a really good energy cleansing, as I've been saying over and over and over again, because it really makes all the difference in the world. And I'm not kidding when I say it's like not taking a shower, or brushing our teeth, or doing our hair. And if we have to start out by using post-its where we see the where we move around our daily where we can see them, that really really helps. I can't emphasize and getting into that, and especially for you using a lot of gold and yellow energy, it'll really help you a lot to ground stuff. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so
very
much.
Good. You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day, Sean.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Bye-bye. Sean, for calling in, and he was calling in from Tacoma, so it's a lovely day down here in Seattle and Tacoma, so I'm glad everyone has called in. And I think, Carrie, we have time for, well, let's start with Kathy. We might have time for one more, so if anybody would like to call into the Carrie O'Connor Show, we'd love to have them at 1-800-930-2819. So Kathy from Bellevue, she's thinking about maybe and ready to launch her own business. Let's see what we have for her. Carrie and Kathy, welcome to the show, Kathy.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering what's next for my spiritual development. I really want to launch my own spirituality business,
uh-huh.
But I just have a lot of fears and blocks, and
right.
I just want to see what the next step is for that.
Okay. The first thing I was seeing over your head was the J's from June and July, and this goes along the theme of I totally understand what you're saying when you get the excitement and the urgency. It goes between like urgency and emergency of bringing your gifts and your talents out to the world, really, the world stage. And that germination process is really important. So think of, because I saw all these golds, they look like seeds going into your heart. So think of through April, May, and June, you're gathering information. You're literally going out there and making connections and making strong connections. It's like a squirrel gathering gold nuts. And also you're weeding out those things that don't resonate you. Feel it out. Feel connections out and really expand. Even with the internet, talk to people, and with Skype and all the stuff we have now, we can expand around the world, literally. I live in Connecticut, and I do a show in Seattle, and I'm a weekly guest in Vancouver and on News for the Soul. So that's where I'm. That's why it's so important to have a strong foundation. That foundation that I see, like this symbolical, it looks like a Miracle-Gro to me, or a really rich nutrient dirt. That's my symbol of the roots that you want to plant your anything in, a job, a business, a career, anything, a relationship. So you're gathering that through the next couple of months. And again, that connection part is really important. I remember when I started my business, I was going all over the states and connecting with people and going into hair salons, to yoga salons, to senior centers. And you know, somebody would ask me to speak. And I would feel out those things that, again, resonate you, feel right for you, light for you. And to really make you feel expanded. And really, it's really important, and I wish somebody said this to me, because a lot of times I would take, if somebody asked me to speak or join something, and my intuition would say, it's going to be hard or whatever. I'd feel like, especially if I was starting, I had to do it, right? And that was, I fell totally into the thing of having to push the energy. And so, and if I, or it was even little bits of lack and scarcity, residual energy. And so when I look back and just really trust as far as go into those avenues, those venues that feel light and right for you. And if something doesn't feel right, a connection with somebody, it just feels kind of off, just to say that's okay. It's like not going to, I know when we first start, we feel like we have to connect with everybody and everything, but you're making strong, strong cord connections that are lifetime connections. And it's better to have those than have a lot of connections that are thin, what I see as tubes. So really take this time. And again, you're gathering in those nuts, and it's perfect timing in the sense of people are waking up more and more. I'm seeing it every single day and every single week within my business, people calling, and they just are new to recognizing themselves as energy and metaphysics and all that, but they're feeling the shifts that are happening, and they're really saying, I know I have to do something. And some people are learning it by kind of being brought down to their knees, and other people have been kind of tapping, I call them the fence sitter, sitting on the fence, but now they're getting off the fence. And so it's perfect timing, again, to start the business. So think of June and July would be a good time to really get out there. And this time right now is to really make the connections and gather again. I keep on seeing these gold nuts, which is really knowledge, and connect and talk to people and really feel what resonates with you. Talk to those people that have businesses and say, you know, what's the pros and cons? And that will just help you bypass a lot of the stuff that people do when they first open. And are you going into a partnership with somebody?
Well, I'm helping out at the Ascension into Light Foundation in Seattle, and it's a spiritual center. So I'm doing whatever I can to volunteer,
okay.
And they've just been great people to work with. So
okay, good, good. All right, that's what I see as a partnership. That makes sense. Okay, and so that's in the so you're volunteering there?
Yeah, whatever I can. I'm trying to bring people, because I'm getting, you know, psychic development classes. I'm trying to bring a community together. Because I've been in this ever since I was about 18, for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. So I really want to go out there, you know, be part of a pioneer to kind of branch people together and start doing things on YouTube and interviewing folks on YouTube, so we can get people's work out there.
Excellent. Excellent. That's exactly what I'm seeing. So that goes into those stronger, I look like Infinity 8 gold tubes. So those gold nuts are those golden connections that you're connecting with your heart right now. And again,
wow.
It looks like June and July, it really, things take off. And right now it's that nutrients. So you're adding the nutrients and weeding out those things that just, again, if it feels like you're banging your head against cement when you're trying to connect with a group or a person, then just, you know, I just realized saying, you know what, maybe it's a timing thing. What's that?
That is so true. Thank
Isn't
you. That's what
yeah.
I needed to hear
yeah.
again.
Yeah. And you know, I totally understand, Kath, because, again, as I said with myself, I thought, well, I can't say no to anybody. And then when I look back, I'm thinking, wow, that was just really in my residual energy that has to do with lack and scarcity. And so I wish somebody said that to me. So I'm saying it to you. And I'm trying to think of anything else that I would have said to somebody when they're starting the business. Yeah, good. Have good, healthy boundaries, and because you're doing the volunteering and you're a natural teacher, helper, healer, make sure that you're getting back. You know, that you're nurturing yourself, that you're not spreading yourself too thin. And that's what I was working like at first, 7 days a week. And I remember one time when a person called me at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, and my kids were little. I just put them to bed, and then she just said, "Oh, I just had a lovely dinner with friends and a massage." And then I said, "Wait a minute, something's wrong with this." picture. She's got to call in when it's convenient for me too, you know. And so starting out with that, you know what I mean? Starting out with good, healthy boundaries and making sure you're nurturing yourself is really important. So that's, and especially when people are very intuitive, and I'm noticing that people, as people are waking up and they're really becoming more sensitive, sometimes they have that, it's a grabby energy, or they're infringing, and sometimes they don't even realize it physically, that they're pushing and pushing on your energy field. And that could really wear you down. And especially when you have that natural teacher, helper, healer, you don't want to put it away, but it just goes back to having people understand that we're very sensitive to energy, and it's okay to have healthy boundaries, and that having the person realize that their energy sometimes could feel infringing. So I see you doing that. So that's excellent. So congratulations. And I heard my cue. And so I want to say, may you align with the divine, and I'll see you next week. I'll be on News for the Soul this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So check out News for the Soul. Otherwise, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.